Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KYW Original Podcasts.
What does it take to feed a circus?
Ooh, a lot. Like a week, we're using 1,000 pounds of proteins, of meat, seafood, beef, chicken.
I'm Hadass Kuznets, and in this week's segment of What's Cooking on 1060, I'm behind the scenes at Cirque du Soleil. I just got to the parking lot here across from the Oaks Expo Center, and there's a giant blue and yellow big top tent for Cirque du Soleil. I'm about to find out how they feed all the performers here with all their special dietary needs. So I'm about to check out the biggest commissary I ever saw, and I understand it's going to be like nothing I've ever seen before. So here goes. I'm about to walk into the gate.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thank you for coming out.
Good to see you.
Welcome to the big top. Cool. So we just need to grab her an ID, right? The media. I'm going to grab mommy, who is the corporate publicist, and we can get going. So have you ever been to a big top or not?
Well, I've been to Cirque du Soleil before, but not in a while.
Okay.
And it's always, you know what? It's always like a sight to see every time you go, you know?
Absolutely. Mommy, this is Hadass. Hadass, this is mommy.
Hi, mommy. So we're going to meet the chef.
The chef in the kitchen. Oh, yeah.
I'm so excited. Perfect. Okay, Mami Yuki is the publicist here at Cirque du Soleil. We're about to walk into the kitchen.
Yes.
All right.
Come in.
I'm Hadass Kuznets with Abdel Soriano, who is the kitchen manager at Cirque du Soleil's traveling kitchen here in Oaks, Pennsylvania. So you're on the road with the performers, just as they are.
Yes, I am on the road with them for 8 years already.
So when do you get to go home?
We get the break every one time or two times a year. So it's when I have a chance to back home.
The whole time that they are traveling on the road, you have to create the menu.
Yes, we have to create the menu. We have 130 people, 22 different nationalities. So we have to have an extensive and varied menu.
How do you fit everybody's dietary needs into your menus?
So, well, we have a menu that we need to make a balance. We have options of proteins, starch, vegetables, vegetarian, vegan food, salads. So I do a lot of options so they can choose what they can eat when they need to eat.
What does it take to cook for 130 traveling artists every day?
It takes a lot. We're 4 permanent chefs with me, the kitchen manager. Then we need to do a planation, like start like a month before we arrive into any city. Then we consume around 800 pounds a week of just protein.
When you cook for gymnasts and athletes, like the kind of people that work for Cirque du Soleil, is it different than just like what a regular chef in a regular restaurant would cook?
Yes, it's very different because it requires a lot of effort, requires a lot of different menus because they cannot just eat heavy food every time. They need something very light, but something with a lot of energy, something that they give enough power to perform in the show, but at the same time keep it light. It needs a lot of energy from the food. So we need to be very careful and very creative. So this is not like a regular people. We're talking about high-performance athletes.
So what do you cook for these high-performance athletes?
We give a lot of lean proteins and a lot of lean carbohydrates and a lot of vegetables, vegetarian options. Like we can do salads, we can do steaks, we can do turkey, a lot of fish. They eat a lot of seafood. They eat a lot of lean meats.
What is like the dish of choice for a Cirque du Soleil athlete?
We also have a grilled chicken, grilled steak, or salad. We have a few allergies. We make sometimes special food on request. Depends of the artist, because can vary. These artists, they need a lot of energy, they need a lot of carbohydrates, and there's a lot of that they don't require a lot. So it's completely very different. It depends of each artist. All of them are completely different.
So they have different dietary needs?
Yes, they are a lot.
How much food do you prepare, and like how do you take their athletic needs into consideration?
We serve around 500 plates a day. Per day, we use 140 pounds of just protein. We can use 80 pounds of potatoes, for example, 20 pounds of rice, and vegetables around 30 pounds.
How early in the day are they in here, and how late at night?
This kitchen, we open from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. So there's the variety. Depends on the training. Every day they change. Sometimes they arrive 9 a.m., 10 a.m., and they stay until the latest is 10 p.m. After the show, some of them they train in, and after training they come to eat the last meal of the day.
What is interesting about how these athletes eat?
All of them are different. There's some people that they need to eat very heavy because they require a lot of energy. There's another ones that don't require a lot. They eat a little bit, very small plates, very light. But you need to know all of them, each of them. Some of them have a few allergies. Some of them they don't like seafood, for example. Some of them they prefer eat chicken every day. Everyone is different.
I know there's a lot of ethnicities here at Cirque du Soleil.
Yes, there are. And that's our menu. We change the menu every day. On lunch is one menu, and dinner is one menu. We could do Russian, we can do Thai, we can do Chinese, we can do Vietnamese, we can do Mexican, we can do Japanese. With the menu, let's say with the Japanese, we need to provide a lean protein and keep the essence of the Japanese food. So that's when the challenge starts a little bit, because we cannot just do like a fried pork tonkatsu. We have to give something super light, but we can make like a thin fish with the miso sauce, which is very clean.
Tell me about the setup.
The setup, it takes us 10 days to set up the kitchen. The side guys, they do the tent for us, and us, we come in inside the kitchen, and for us, take 3 days to set up the kitchen. To tear down the kitchen, it takes 8 hours.
So it takes 10 days to set up and 8 hours to tear down?
10 days to set up the entire site, 3 days for the kitchen, and just 8 hours to tear down the kitchen.
So every time you go to a new site, a new city, do you have to be there 10 days early?
Yes. The first 3 days we're doing outside barbecue because we need to give them time to set up. Then we move into the kitchen.
I understand that we're in a tent, but we're also in shipping containers?
Yes, we have 3 shipping containers. One of them is my freezer, fridge, dry storage. The other one is all the equipment with the ovens, flat tops, all the cooking equipment and fridge. And the last one is tent, where is the dining room.
How many people work in the kitchen?
4 permanent chefs and 12 local guys from Oaks.
So you hire locally?
Yes, in every city.
In every city you bring in local workers?
Yes.
Because I see you've got lockers in the back.
Yeah, it's our locker area. We keep our belongings. Then all these local people come to help us, and we give them a space and all the stuff to put their belongings.
So you're just a traveling kitchen?
Yes, it is. And everything is made to be traveled. Like all the equipment that we have, it moves. It compact or it fold or it became smaller so we can fit into 2 containers.
What's the most unusual aspect of being a traveling kitchen?
With Cirque du Soleil, it's not really unusual. Like everything is possible. We travel from continents in an airplane and a boat by trailer. Like, everything is possible with Cirque du Soleil.
And how much food do you have to buy every time you come into a new city?
Ooh, a lot. Like, a week, we're using 1,000 pounds of proteins, of meat, seafood, beef, chicken, all that kind of proteins. Potatoes, we can use, like, one time I made a count and it was, like, 2,000 pounds in one city.
How do you do your provisioning every time you come to a new city? Do you go to the grocery store or do you go to suppliers?
We find the suppliers because the grocery store, sometimes they don't even have enough of what they need. We find the suppliers in each city. Normally it's those big companies and we buy in with them, but it's always local suppliers. So with the seafood, we try to find a local supplier. So we get fresh fish. We get from the local. Same with the produce persons. We get the fresh vegetable of the area. We consume everything is in the area, which we give the other people work. We leave money, and we consume fresh from the area.
And how do you plan for that?
I plan like a month at least in advance before going to the next city. So I start to contact them. Now with the internet, it's so easy. I just Google it, make a call, send an email. They send me what they have. I ask what do we need, and then we make an agreement, and then we start working with them.
How much do you spend on food every day, every month?
It's a lot. It's a lot of money. They eat a lot.
I mean, I would think that a high-performance athlete does eat a lot.
They eat a lot. They can eat like 5-6 times a day, plus the breaks or plus the snacks, but they eat a lot.
What do you feed them for snacks? And I mean, you're open all day. They have to eat all day.
We have dessert. We have nuts. We have dry fruits. We have fresh fruits. We have ice creams. We have sandwich. We have salad bar. We have Nutella, peanut butter, chips. We have desserts, cakes, fresh fruits, juices.
And they can eat whatever they want.
Yes, it's free. They can do smoothies. They can do milkshakes if they want. They're free to eat there whatever they want.
What are some of the unusual requests you get from the performers?
Sometimes dishes that we don't know. Like, they will come to me. It's like, oh, my grandma used to make this dish. And it's like this. And then you try to find it. And it's like, I cannot find it. I don't know what it is. So then you really need to, like, almost call grandma to say, like, what is that?
Do you call their grandmothers?
No, I never did. I have a recipe from a girl from Spain that it was from her grandma. And it was like a pisto gallego, but it was with this special ingredients. And then people love it.
They must love you if you're creating special meals for them.
Yes, they do. People here really, they enjoy my presence here and the way that I cook.
When I used to go to summer camp, the cook was always very popular, and people used to come at night asking for ice cream and things like that. Do they do that here?
Yes, they eat 20 gallons a week of ice cream. We have cookies at night during the show for break. We do a lot of cookies, so it's a lot of like a kick of energy there.
All right, we're going to go in the back. You're going to show me the back now?
Yes. So here we have espresso machine. We have a dropping coffee. We have a tea area, tea section. Have two fridges with fresh fruits, yogurt, milk, lactose-free almond milk, macadamia milk, or soy milk. Come here, I show you. So everything, all these racks, they're foldable. They've fallen apart. They became smaller, and we put it inside to the container. Here is the dishwasher area. We have a machine for the dishwasher. We have all the lockers that help us to take in this down. So this is the dishwasher area. Everything became smaller to fit into the container. Here is the main container. Here we have a rational conventional oven. We have flat top, we have burners. Everything is electric, we don't use gas. And the electricity we produce ourselves. We have an oven, we have more fridge, or bakery section, or prep section. And this is our little supermarket here. Here is where we stock everything. Asian products, Indian products, fruit, vegetables, pastry, milk, juices, and Mexican products, of course.
I see everybody likes watermelon.
Yeah, a lot. They eat a lot of watermelon here. We go through 7 watermelons a day.
And this is your walk-in freezer?
This is my walk-in and my freezer. So we have all the fresh meats and some items in the freezer.
So this is the refrigerator you walk through to get to the freezer?
Yes, you have to go inside.
Woo, it's getting colder.
Yes, we have a few like backup meats in case that the suppliers don't have enough. So we always keep our backups in the freezer.
All right, let's walk out. It's cold.
Yes.
Okay, so part of being a traveling chef, though, is you have to calculate exactly what you're eating, what you're feeding your staff, because you can't take it with you.
Yes, we can take it. We can't cross borders with any food because the containers or the trailers are off. I can't transport any food. So we give it in donations. We look for a local place to donate a lot of food.
Do you donate a lot of food? Do you end up donating a lot of food?
Sometimes. Depends. Sometimes yes, sometimes no, but it's considerable, the amount.
Depends on how well you did calculating?
Yes, depends on that. And sometimes it's not me. It's if they decided they don't want to drink apple juice, then I have a lot of apple juice left. It's on them as well.
Is there chaotic on the last day? What's it like on the last day? As a chef, you must be trying to use everything up.
The last day, no. It's
the last week?
The last week, probably, is when we plan in and we say, okay, we have this amount of chicken, so we have to use it. And then we have to make it in different ways so they don't notice that it's chicken every day. So this is a little bit more chaos, but it's more of the packing because we need to focus on packing, which is the harder of Teardown, the last day.
So the stuff that they didn't like, are you trying to like sell it like, hey, this is really good?
No, not really that way. It's not really that way. It's more like I buy probably a lot, then I have to use it, and I just made it in the way that they like it, and I know they're gonna eat it.
Apple juice popsicle.
Exactly, something like this, and everybody's like, oh yes, and with this weather here that is super hot, they will be so happy, and they will just disappear in a minute.
You gotta get creative.
Yes, exactly.
What's the most unusual thing you think that people might not realize about your kitchen?
That we move, that we travel, that everything has to fit in 2 containers. They don't imagine that all that we can see here, tables, chairs, plants, decoration, baby chairs, had to fit into containers. They have no idea. They think it's magic or something happened.
You mean the performers think it's magic?
Yes. Also, they know that we have to somehow put it into the containers.
I mean, it's all they're focusing on the show. I'm sure they're not really focusing on what happens all around them.
No, they really focus on the show. They just see food, they come to eat, enjoy, say thank you, and then go back to the show.
Yeah, and the people that come don't realize how it all gets put together because you got to feed the performers.
Yes, they don't realize sometimes. Some of the people, they know how much work we do for them, and they appreciate.
Do they know you really well?
Yes. Some of them are my best friends here.
What kind of relationships do you build with the performers when you're feeding them every day?
Some of them, they became very close friends. Some of them are just friends. But we know each other. We're like a big family, travel together. We eat together. We live in the same places. We use the same transport. So we know each other good enough.
If there's anybody you want to be friends with, it's the chef.
Yes, it is.
All right, Abdel Soriano is the kitchen manager here at Cirque du Soleil. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you very much for coming, and I hope to see you guys here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget.
Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.